What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Success?
No. Oh, this is hard. Gator and I started a conversation during the commercial break. And it was about a Australian baseball player who was in the Tigers system, and he was in West Michigan, and he went through like a couple of months of hitting the absolute cover off the ball. And they were calling him the Australian Barry Bonds. And Google searches...
I don't think he ever made it above high A ball.
Yeah.
And back then, they may have been low A ball at West Michigan when he was there.
And I cannot think of his name for the life of me. And you always find famous major league players. And you know what name shows up? And I can tell you, this is a very popular name. But I've seen a couple of baseball players. There's a very popular name in Australia.
Ian.
Yeah. But no, that's not what I'm thinking of, although that was popular. Ian McDonald, good friend of mine when I was down there. The name Alistair.
It's very English as well.
Yeah. I cannot think of who that Australian guy was. And I'm
was Alistair the name?
No, I don't think so. It was like banjo. It was something ridiculous. Wild. Yeah.
See, the way I like to do things is if I can't come up with a name, I want the person to look it up. And then give me the initials, and I try to get it off.
I don't want to look it up because I want to think of it on my own, right. But we don't want to do this on the air. You remember Warwick Saupold?
Yeah.
He was an Aussie. I think I got it.
Okay, initials?
If this is the right guy, UB. It's not. No, it's not. This is a pitcher. This is a pitcher.
Okay, oh, who is that guy? I do remember this.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ulrich Boyarski.
Oh, that was... I
think that might that be it. No, guy. He is. Ulrich Boyarski. Batting fourth for West Michigan. Yeah. Ulrich Boyarski.
That was it.
All right. My apologies. That's
now
it.
We can move on with the rest of the show.
Yep.
Sorry.
It's okay. We got sidetracked there. We'll never let it happen ever again.
Never.
All right. Speaking of baseball, Morning Show asked this question. Was last night's game, Tigers and Astros, we know it was a relatively big game. And the Tigers tapped into their inner Ulrich Boyarski and hit four home runs.
Nice.
Jack Flaherty was fantastic. The bullpen was really good. Bunch of guys got hits. They made plays in the field. Torque made a couple plays. One at first, it was really, really good. Flaherty was throwing dots. He had a season-high 24 called strikes. Coming off an appearance where he had a season-high 19 swings and misses. You had Wenzel Perez with a legendary at-bat falling behind 0-2, and eight pitches later on the 10th pitch of the at-bat, straightens it out and hits a home run after yanking two with home run distance foul down the right field line. Scott Anderson, as our broadcast friend George Blaha once said, there are wins, and then there are wins. The Morning Show asked the question, was that a statement game? Or is it just one of 162?
It's one of 162, but it was a good game, I think, mentally. Well, I'm sorry. I know that you love that statement game more than anybody else.
Well, it's
you
like a turning point. I like turning points. Yeah. I like to pinpoint a moment in time where everything changed.
But it is just one of 162. What it does is it lets everybody breathe a sigh of relief. You took on the AL West leading Houston Astros, and you embarrassed them 10-0. And now where you go into the second game of the series, and now Houston has the uphill battle of taking on the best pitcher in baseball in Tarek Skubal. Now, they've got Hunter Brown, who's awfully good himself, but I imagine that Houston is scrambling for ideas at this point. They've been embarrassed the last couple of games. They've gone out there. And of course, last night is the most recent one. So I think it matters. for this team to get a good feeling that it took care of a good baseball team last night, but it's the series still continues. You can't really feel good about the first game of the series.
You can't?
No, I mean, I think you can. You're fine with it, but it's not like it's... I think the bigger sigh of relief comes if you win the series, which happens tonight. And then you can go for a sweep tomorrow if you win tonight's game. But the first game in a series, okay, great first step, but there's work to do.
These are all little mental tricks to try and actually, you know what it does? The mental, winning the series, it's the mental way of dealing with you're going to lose a crap ton of baseball games. You just are. Everybody's going to win 60 and lose 60, and it's what you do with the other 40 that determines how good or bad you are. So it's a mental trick that you play so that you don't get two down after losses. Hey, we won the series. Or hey, just move on to the next series.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, I wish I could disagree with you. I don't think this was a statement game. I think it was just one of those games. It was one of those games where they looked like the best version of themselves. It's just good to know that they still have that in them. And if you take a look at, really, I think the Tigers, even when they started winning again, they weren't putting up big run totals. And their last five games, 4-7, 8-1, and 10. I mean, that's much better offensively. Then you start talking about the pitching of Flaherty in his last couple of starts. Now you got Scooble on the hill. Was it a statement game? Probably not. It was probably just one of 162. And it's also, what was Jim Leland's line? It's not about who you play, it's when you play them. Because everybody goes through slumps.
Yeah.
And right now, they might be catching Houston at the right time.
Good.
There was a stretch where Cleveland was kind of catching Detroit at the right time and narrowing the gap. It got down to 5. Wasn't that as close as it got? It never got to 4.5. Did it get to 4.5? If it got to 4.5, it might have been briefly.
It was just for the night.
It's ballooned back up to 8. And the Tigers are in really, really good shape in the division now. But, Tiger fans, do you think that was a statement game? 248-539-9797.
I saw somebody post on Twitter about the bullpen that since the trade deadline has come and gone, the Tigers' bullpen ERA is 3.0 something. It's good for 6th in all of baseball since the trade deadline.
It's pretty good.
That's good to see, right? Because the bullpen was a big old mess leading into the trade deadline, which had everybody saying, got to get arms, got to get arms, got to get arms. Well, they went and got some arms, and at least one of them so far has been outstanding out of the bullpen in Kyle Finnegan. Montero has had some, you know, hit or miss, and then they had added a couple of starters as well that have both been hit or miss. And we won't see the full complement of arms until a month from now when Sewald is probably pitching for the Tigers at that point. The other player that they got, this one they got from Cleveland, but he's, you know, going through a rehab situation with his arm. But they got Alex Lang back. He came back last night, pitched a scoreless 9th inning, albeit a little troublesome with the bases loaded, but got out of it.
See the stuff. You can tell he's got good stuff.
And Melton out of the bullpen, he's great out of the bullpen. He's great as a starting pitcher this year. In his last start, first start not so much, but outside of the first start, he has been lights out great for this team. So they've kind of reimagined what the bullpen looks like, and it looks good.
Ulrich Bojarski has an 835 OPS for Perth of the Australian Baseball League.
Yeah. He's played the last three seasons in Perth, and he's done well. He had 352 his first year there as a 23-year-old with a 1031. Here we go. Look at that. 1031 OPS.
We deserve this, Ken. Powerball's at $643 million, Scott.
Tigers need right-handed bats. Why, you know, maybe we should think about it.
Go get Bojarski?
No. I'm I'm sorry, what's the Powerball in?
$643 million.
Okay.
Yep. We got a Would You Buy at 120 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.